It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 76 of the Podketeer Podcast. Being brought to you live from the Disneyland Resort. It is Saturday, January the 5th. And it's, let me look at my trusty Mickey Mouse watch here. It's just about 1:30. It's reasonably crowded. I mean, as you would expect for a very nice Saturday afternoon. I would say it's probably somewhere around 72, 73 degrees. Not a cloud in the sky. So it definitely would attract a crowd. Today is the second to last day of the Christmas decorations and events. Except that is for the celebration there at Thunder Mountain Jamboree. Back there, which is the hang on just a second here. Let me get my piece of paper out. It tells what it's called. I can't remember. The Dia de Reyes, which is the Three Kings Day celebration. I may make it back there and see what that's all about. Although I described to you what it said it was all about. If that's accurate, I don't think it's really something that would lend much to an audio podcast. But I'll go back there and take a look at it and see if there's anything interesting to record. Like I say, it's a very nice day. And I don't know what the heck I'm going to come up with. And just to give you a little heads up, next week's episode is going to be a little different. I have picked up some software for my iPad, and it is something that kind of lets you record something on the fly and add all the little musical accompaniments like your theme song and jingles and so forth. So what I'm going to do is instead of using my high-dollar microphone, I've got which is basically a throat mic that's attached to headphones. A little like earbuds, and I'm going to try that out, and I'm going to try recording next week's show on the fly, adding, like I say, adding the little jingles and musical accompaniments as I go, and I'll actually have a uploadable show by the time I get done. In fact, I may just wander over to the hotspot there by the hotel and upload it. Grand Californian Hotel entrance there at Downtown Disney has a Wi-Fi hotspot, and there's also one over at the rest stop by Grizzly River Rapids. So I may try one of those spots and upload the show. So we'll see how that works out. So you may actually get a show uploaded live from the park. So watch for next week's show, and if that all works out okay and the show sounds okay, I'm going to try that. So, like I say, something different. Don't know if I'll do it that way every week. If it works out real good, I may just start doing the show that way from now on. So, we'll see. All right, I'm going to give you a fast pass and go wandering around and see what's going on. So, we'll be back. I'm right here by the Plaza Inn. They're having a birthday party. Disney's official birthday music. Well, in the hour or so that I've been here, it has gotten a lot more crowded. I stopped off at
Plaza Inn.
And ate
some lunch. Had my usual pasta with Alfredo sauce. That's my favorite. Personally, I think it's the best thing in the park, food-wise, but some may differ. I'm going to wind my way over here to Little Green Men's Store Command and see what they've got in the way of new pins.
Oh, no, it's from
if I can make it over there. It always seems like I'm going against the flow. I feel like a salmon swimming upstream. I'm going to pause this out for a second. I'll be back. Well, I'm seated over here by Tomorrow Landing. They're putting on the little Jedi thing they do there, Jedi Training Academy. It looks like the Tomorrowland Terrace stage is broken again. It was broken for several months back, about a year and a half ago. And it looks like it's down again because they usually do this on the stage, and instead they're doing it on the platform above the stage. The stage is retracted. So I don't know if it's under repair or refurbishment or if it's just broke, but in case you come out here to watch a band or something, they're gonna have to perform out on the dance floor probably. That's what they were doing while the stage was being repaired last time. So we'll have to see what happens there. Okay, well, that's my Tomorrowland report. The pins are not very spectacular. There are a few new pins, some holiday bells with characters in them. Limited edition, but they weren't real attractive. About the only one that I even considered, there's an annual pass holder pin with Donald Duck on it. It's a ticket to tour Disneyland, it says. That was okay. It looks like the ticket pulls out of the pin off to the side, like slides out. So, kind of interesting, but wasn't worth buying. I got too many pins that I don't wear as it is. All right, on with my wandering around Disneyland. I'll be back. Well, they got the stage working. They brought it up, started to use it during the show, so whatever was wrong was temporary. It's back functional again. I'm watching it retract as I walk by. Lots and lots of people today. Lots of interesting outfits. I cannot imagine why somebody would have some of these outfits. There's a woman with a mohawk. And it's about 4 or 5 inches long, sticking straight up. Why would you do that? And this lady's not a kid either. She's like in her 30s. Don't understand that. But I guess it makes her happy. So what the heck? At least most of the odd outfits that I wear I can take off. That mohawk she's stuck with. You don't see that many women with mohawks. The Jedi thing is over with, I think, judging from the sound. I'm walking between the Tomorrowland Lagoon and the Matterhorn. Starting to get chilly. I don't think I'm going to stay here real late. I'm not really dressed for extremely cold weather. The seagulls yelling over there, as I'm sure you can hear. I'm going to weave around here, go back over to the Big Thunder Ranch and check out the celebration they got going on back there. I'll be back.
Please join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from another great episode of Podcateer.
I wanna go park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. I wanna jungle go cruise, roaring, toy story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone go dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. I wanna move go a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
All right, well, I've retreated to one of the little alcoves here on the drawbridge while the 2012/13 version of the 1985 Christmas parade goes by. Why I say that is it's been just about the same parade since then, with very few little tiny changes. Same music, you know, you want to have some of the same things, like, you know, the tin soldiers and so forth, which, by the way, in case you don't happen to know this, when they play the trumpets, they're actually playing them. I happened to know somebody that was in the Disneyland band, and he participated in this parade as one of the tin soldiers, and they are actually playing those heralds or bugles or I don't know what they're called. I thought they're called heralds, I think, something like that. So I thought you might find that interesting. And I can't actually, I'm going to turn around here. No, I can't, from where I'm at, actually see any of the parade. I can just hear it, as I'm sure you can hear. Yep, from the drawbridge. Drawbridge is not a good place to watch the parade from. You can't see it at all.
Yeah, they have to do it.
But like I say, I've seen the Christmas parade. Not this year, but it's. I watched it on the internet. It's the same parade. Like I say, there's probably some little small changes, but nothing big enough to make you want to come and see this one special. All right, I have to pause that out for just a second. There's a lady taking some pictures of her kids and kind of barking orders. I notice up here close to the castle, they've painted the castle since I sat here last. You definitely tell that it's been painted. Looks good. I wonder how they do that. You know, I guess it must just come in phases during the off hours, because I have, at least in the time that I've been coming here, I've never seen them cover up the castle. Yeah, you'll see them cover up a lot of the buildings, but not the castle. I don't ever recall. I don't know. I think it. Now that I think of it, I think there was one time there was some scaffolding when they were doing some work that they couldn't finish in one night. I think I do recall there being some scaffolding one time. But that was some time ago. All right, well, I'm waiting for the parade to pass so I can get back over to Big Thunder Mountain Ranch Jamboree Playground or whatever the heck it is back there. Big Thunder Ranch, I believe it is called. So let me pause this out, let the parade pass by, and weave my way over there, and I'll be back. Well, I'm over here wandering around in Frontierland, and kind of odd for this time of year, the Columbia is sailing. Well, since the sails aren't up, I don't know if I'd call it sailing, but it's moving. Yep, and it is full of people. So I think that shows you just right there how many people they must have in here today, because the Columbia normally doesn't sail this time of year. They usually kind of dry dock it and have the Mark Twain do all the work during the winter. But like I say, there is a full deck on the Columbia, and there's almost a full, oh yeah, Mark Twain is pretty full too. Not completely, but there's a really good sized crowd on the Mark Twain as well. I don't know what's going on here today. Oh, I know, because of the celebration back there, the whatever the name of that celebration they're having back in at Big Thunder Ranch. Apparently they're giving out paper crowns back there, because there's lots and lots of people wearing crowns. They kind of resemble the ones they used to give out at Burger King. Well, if I thought the other portions of Disneyland were crowded, this area back here is really crowded. Big line for Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. And I am still headed back over to Big Thunder Ranch. And I'll pause this out so you don't have to listen to me breathe heavy walking uphill. So I'll be back in just a second. Something's up. Something is up with Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. They're taking people off of it. They've got it shut down, and they're making little announcements that I can't really make out. So something's up. Try to catch the announcement. They're doing a test. I can see the train moving. Not too fast, but it is traveling. Somebody's shooting somewhere. I don't know what that is. Hopefully it's just sound effects. Okay, they're saying something about the test taking 10 minutes. Okay, be back in a second. All right, I'm back here at Big Thunder Ranch. And as usual, they've got the animals and a big horse, looks like a Clydesdale. I don't know if it is, but it's pretty big. Santa, of course, is no longer here. And a bunch of goats in the petting zoo. Okay, I'm back here at the Dia de Reyes. Let's see. And a bunch of Mexican music, which makes sense. Mariachi Divas. You know, I believe I know someone that's in that group.
Awesome, thank you.
Let's see, Dia de Reyes. Okay, that sign's in Spanish. So that one ain't gonna do me any good. It says, Dia de Reyes, also known as Three Kings Day, is a festive holiday celebrated on January the 6th, which is tomorrow. From generation to generation, people from all over the world have enjoyed a rich cultural tradition of celebrating this particular or popular holiday. Iconic symbols, time-honored traditions, scenic displays, and children's activities play an important part in this festive occasion within the Hispanic cultures. According to tradition, the Three Kings, or Los Reyes Magos, and I'm not even going to begin to try to pronounce the names, travel by camel to follow the Star of Bethlehem, bringing precious gifts with them. In many Latin American countries, children leave their shoes outside and fill them with hay for the animals, hoping to find surprises and gifts the next day from the Three Kings. Rosca de Reyes, King's Cake, is a crown-shaped, lightly sweetened bread decorated with jewel-like candied fruit, and it is a traditional Three Kings Day holiday treat. That's a bunch of information I didn't have. Let me walk around here. But there's an old friend of mine whose sister is in the Mariachi Divas.
What do you want to do now? You
want to eat? Just happen to remember that name. Now this is the same stage where Billy Hill and Hillbillies perform. They've got it set up, I'm sure, for the mariachis and so forth. And they should be playing in 10 more minutes, so I think I'll hang around and catch a performance. And hopefully if the sound comes out good enough, I'll put it out here for you. I'm walking around, I don't see anybody I know. Which is probably for the better. But they have Minnie, and I think Mickey also. Yep. Dressed in Mexican attire and doing photographs. And they have four ladies dressed in very colorful Mexican dresses. Look like something from the ballet for Folclorico, which I saw at Hollywood Bowl once about 30 years ago. Looks really cool. And then they've got some artists. Looks like kids are making things like crafts and so forth. It's a nice setup. It's nice to see them doing something for their cultures over here. Because they haven't really done much of this in the past. But like I said, it's nice to see. One thing I find kind of interesting is that I'd say probably half of the people working back here are not Mexican, and I'm quite sure they have plenty of Mexican people working here. So you would think that they would tend to pepper the area with people that speak Spanish, because I'm sure that they're going to have a large Spanish-speaking portion of the people attending Disneyland that'll be back here. So, but then again, just because you're Mexican does not mean you speak Spanish, because a lot of my wife's family and my son-in-law's family don't speak Spanish. They're Mexican. This is very colorful. I like the colors you're using. All right, well, I'm going to let this go, and then I'll pick it up as soon as the mariachis start playing.
K-H-J plays more music.
As sly as a fox, as strong as an ox, as fast as a hare, as brave as a bear, as free as a bird, as neat as a word, as quiet as a mouse, as big as a house. As mean as a wolf, as sharp as a tooth, as deep as a bite, as dark as the night, as sweet as a song, as right as a wrong, as long as a road, as ugly as a toad, as pretty as a picture hanging from a fixture, strong like a family, strong as I wanna be, bright as day, as light as a plane, as hard as nails, as grand as a whale. Fun, as cool as a tree, as scary as the sea, as hot as fire, cold as ice, sweet as sugar and everything nice, as old as time, as straight as a line, as royal as a queen, as buzzed as a bee, as stealth as a tiger, smooth as a glider, pure as a melody, pure as I wanna be.
King's Day celebration. And now we're proud to present the Grammy Award winning Mariachi Divas.
Thank you. These down here are our special friends. This is Valet from Lodigo Odin. Welcome, guys. Let's give a round of applause for our friends down here. You guys look like you are having so much fun down there. Go ahead. We were talking about this a little earlier, and there's something we wanted to let you know. You guys are dancing beautifully, don't get me wrong. But, well, I hate to break it to you, but you're not the only dancers here. We can dance too. I promise you. Well, and we're gonna take you to it. We're gonna challenge you a little bit right now. We want you to come up here, pick any diva you want, and I promise you, she will not dance. No, she has to stay there. She needs a base. But you can pick anyone else. Now what he's gonna do, he's gonna pick someone over here. And what she's gonna do, she's gonna show you guys the lovely art of the Veracruzano style dance. Who are you gonna pick? Ariana! Hey! Come on down! Ariana, you think you're up for the challenge? I think you can do it. She's a little shy. Maybe we give her a little bit of encouragement. How about you guys put your hands together?
Yeah.
awesome.
Give it up for Ballet Folklorico Olin one more time, celebrating 40 years together. My name is Cindy Shea, the founder of Mariachi Divas, and we are celebrating 14 years together. Give it up for the Divas, that's a long time for a girl band. We're also celebrating our 10th anniversary here in the Disneyland Resort. 10 years here performing in California Adventure, Disneyland, and Downtown Disney. Give it up for that. You guys have seen us throughout all these years, and we hope you continue to support us. We're really happy to be over here on this beautiful stage for this very special event. What I love about Disney is everybody chooses Disneyland to come celebrate, or California Adventure, of course, celebrate their special events like birthdays, anniversaries, graduation, and especially maybe getting engaged or married, maybe? Engaged? Come on up!
You just get engaged.
Come on up. Let everyone see.
We couldn't help but notice your bridal mini ears. And the Mickey ears with a tux on them.
I'm gonna turn this over to Angel now.
Are you celebrating something special? You're getting married soon. Where are you? And you're having your second child. Congratulations.
Woo! So the wedding is very soon then, you said.
You're getting married soon. And do you have everything set up already? You already have the venue and the dates and the dress and how about a band? Do you have a band yet? Just saying.
You know, Disneyland puts on some beautiful weddings.
We do. Oh, they have a lovely wedding over at Cinderella's Castle. Just saying. A little bit of shameless advertising here. All right, well, tell you what, I know how hard it is to plan your wedding and get everything set up, so we're gonna make it just a tiny bit easier on you, because one of the most important moments, of course, is your first dance as husband and wife. And so I was thinking maybe we could practice it here. What do you say? Would you guys be okay to join us in the dance? You dedicate a special song to the two of you? She can dance with you too, that's okay. All right, one more question. Where's the camera? Who has the camera? Do you have someone who can play photographer for you? Because this is great for Facebook. Or Joel actually is a really good photographer. Maybe Joel can take. And this will be great for the album. Just saying, you know. But,
Hold on. Guys, you gotta dance.
You smile, you smile. Oh,
We're gonna need some more crowd participation. Divas at Disney are all about crowd participation. Now, I mentioned a little earlier something about gritos mexicanos. Y'all remember those? Do you know how to do them? Some of you did a really good job earlier. There you go. She knows what's up. Well, some of you still look confused, and that's okay. We're here to help. We happen to have amongst us an expert in gritos. Actually, right over here, this is Elisa Gonzalez from Tucson, Arizona, everybody. And right now, Elisa, if you would please help us out and show us what a grito should sound like. There you have it. All right, now it's your turn. On the count of three, I want them to hear you all the way at California Adventure, okay? On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. You are all hired. You have the job. Wait, oh no, we were missing one though. We were practicing really hard yesterday with Donald because one of the songs that we're playing in this next set was on his cartoon, The Three Caballeros, and they're all back there taking pictures. Hi, Donald! Donald, have you been practicing your gritos? You think you got it down? Are you ready? You want to show everybody how it's done? I think, Elisa, you should show her how it's done. All right, go ahead. I don't know, Elisa. Donald seems to be giving you a run for your money. We want to hear lots of gritos, lots of hands clapping and dancing for El Mariachi de mi Tierra and Ay Jalisco.
Al Mariachi de mi Tierra.
Don't help them this time. All on your own. Ya ver esos gritos mexicanos. El mariachi suena. Cuando estoy, el tiempo va a llegar. Canta mi canción.
Echarme un tequila con los aventones.
After 10 years of being a part of the Disney magic here at the Disneyland Resort, a lot can get done. That means a lot of rides on Tower of Terror and a lot of shows at the Tiki Room. But there's one ride in particular that happens to have a special place in our heart, which is, which one? Small World, because of all the songs and all the different languages. It's beautiful. It's us, totally us. So right now, for all of you, we would like to play It's a Small World, but before we can do that, we need everybody's help. So we have our friends Aline down here and Elisa. They're gonna walk around and get some special helpers from the audience who maybe wanna come up and sing It's a Small World with us. Who would like to help us out? You don't have to exactly be a kid. You can just be a kid at heart, that's okay. As much as everyone likes to deny it, I know everybody knows the words to this song. Oh, we got lots of helpers. We want to see lots of singing and dancing.
We'd like to bring all the kids up. Come on, come and sing it down for the divas.
Mom and Dad, get the cameras ready. Okay, are you guys all ready down there? Are you ready to sing and dance? Yeah.
Thank you.
but maybe you can help us out one more time. Can you guys sing too? Do you think you guys can stay up here and help us sing Happy Birthday? I noticed a couple of birthdays right over here. Sue and Colleen are both celebrating their 21st birthday. Everybody, why don't you stand up and say hi, everybody, Sue and Colleen. Everybody say happy birthday to Sue and Colleen. And you two can come join us up here too. And I noticed there's another birthday back here. Whose birthday is it over here?
Let's bring all the birthdays up in the front.
Come on up. Come on up, birthday boy.
Gringo man.
Come on up, birthday boy. And there's another one here. Come join us. Let's go. Don't be shy. Anyone else celebrating a birthday? Come on, how often do you get mariachi divas at Disneyland to sing you happy birthday? This is something special. There's a guy over here trying to be shy. You cannot hide when you're wearing a birthday button. That is saying, please pick me. All right. Rafa is celebrating his 22nd birthday. Carlos is celebrating his birthday as well. Happy birthday. Anybody else? Anybody else? Make your way on up here. Thank you very much for choosing the Disneyland Resort to celebrate your special day. We are so happy to be a part of it. Happy birthday, Linda! Now to all of you from all of us here at the Disneyland Resort and of course Mariachi Vivas, we would like to wish you all a very happy birthday.
You know what, before we do that,
yes,
I know we were teaching everybody about the gritos, but I've heard them from the audience and we have to show them what a man's grito is right here.
Okay, give you some music to work with here. That's Rico for a happy birthday to me. Round of applause for everybody. Happy birthday to all of you. Please, everybody, join us in singing Las Mañanitas from the Cuba.
Con ustedes, el Mariachi Divas. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mariachi Divas.
All right, El Podcateers, I hope you enjoyed the show, enjoyed the mariachi music and the carryings on from around the park as I wandered around. Definitely a big crowd. And there's still a big line going into Disneyland. I'd say there's probably 50 to 60 people in line at each one of the turnstiles. And maybe 10 over on the California Adventure side.
Just had to get us in.
So it's crowded. Not as crowded as New Year's Eve probably when they, I understand, shut the gates. Now they only do that for everyone except for premium annual pass holders. Now, although I do understand that the fire marshal can shut it down for everybody, regardless of whether you have a premium pass or not, but I don't think that's happened too many times. I don't know whether it happened on New Year's Eve or not. Like I say, from what I understand, they did shut it down for everybody except for premium annual pass holders. So it was something apparently done by Disney rather than being forced on them by the fire marshal. But anyway, enough of that useless information. So that's the end of another fine episode of Podcateer. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you'll join us out here again next week. So until then, y'all have a magical Disney week. And for the second time, because this was the first, in 2013, we'll see you at the park. Ta-ta for now.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.